I'm Rona Tarrant. President Trump has said he's accepted the resignation of EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt. The move follows months of ethics investigations into Pruitt's lavish taxpayer-funded travel and security arrangements, as well as the lease of a condo owned by the wife of a lobbyist. Pruitt also faced criticism for rolling back regulations aimed at slowing climate change. President Trump praised Pruitt for his work following his resignation. Deputy EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler will serve as acting EPA chief until Pruitt's replacement is named. A former Thai military diver has drowned while helping in the operation to rescue 12 boys and their football coach trapped inside a flooded cave. His death raises doubts over the safety of attempting to bring the group out through cramped passageways deep inside the waterlogged cave. Many of the boys, aged between 11 and 16, are unable to swim and none has diving experience. Officials have vowed to investigate the diver's death. Pope Francis has appointed a layman as the Vatican's new communications head, nearly 4 months after his predecessor stood down. Journalist Paolo Ruffini will serve as prefect of the Dicastery for Communication, succeeding Monsignor Dario Vigano, who resigned in March after a controversy involving the use and photographing of a letter from retired Pope Benedict XVI. Monsignor Vigano has remained at the department in an advisory role. The Vatican has released the Pope's schedule for his trip to Lithuania, Latvia and Estonia. The visit from September 22nd to 25th comes 25 years after St. John Paul II's visit and takes in a number of the same places, including two important Marian shrines, two major ecumenical encounters and places that commemorate the nation's fight for freedom and oppression. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.